Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, time for Lighter Side. Lighter Side, brought to you by People's United Bank. Here's Christine.
Did you see this over the weekend on social media? Was New York Police Department posted a video and they wanted social media to help because a guy got down on one knee and proposed to his girlfriend in Times Square.
Oh, I heard about this.
And then
that doesn't end up good.
Okay. He proceeded to drop the ring down a grate in Times Square, in New York's. Right, he dropped. So they look for it.
They're not going to find it.
They get up and they walked away together.
They're not going to find it.
So the New York Police Department posted the video him proposing and dropping, and they said, "If anyone recognizes this couple, please let them know that we found the ring
what?
In the grate."
No
they
way!
Found it.
The police department, the NYPD, found the ring.
That's fantastic.
So they needed an all call on social media
to find
the couple.
They'll find them.
So then by the end of the weekend,
that's great.
Not only had the couple been found,
wow.
They were British tourists who were visiting the United States, and he decided to pop the question in the Big Apple,
wow.
And everything went south until NYPD and social media to the rescue.
That's
and
great.
And let me tell you, the ring was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a big stone set with other diamonds going all the way around
Gorgeous.
The entire ring. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
I feel like this guy, it's kind of like the story of his life.
The omen.
Like he probably already proposed two other times and dropped the ring there, like over Niagara Falls, up on the Empire State Building.
He drops the ball on different things. Yeah.
And you know every argument's going to come back to, well, remember the time you dropped the ring?
Oh, yeah. She's never going to let him forget it.
Never let him forget that. A Secret Santa just paid off $45,000 worth of layaway items at a Walmart in Colorado.
Yeah, they do this every year.
45 grand? That's huge.
Great. That's great. Yep.
You couldn't start your own. Never mind. Have to be 50 grand if you wanted to name it after yourself, you see.
So that's a proper endowment, right?
That's a proper endowment.
Yeah.
It's not clear how many items they paid for or how many people it helped, but a
Who
check
cares?
For $45,000 covered everything that was on layaway.
Yeah.
35% of people have had a nightmare travel experience. I know you had one on a cruise ship.
I always have one.
Yeah, what is it with you?
Every time I come back flying on a plane, I have a nightmare experience.
He's left his wallet on top of his car.
Oh, yeah.
You've had nightmare cruise ship vacations.
Oh, yeah.
Gary, that's every day.
It's like
peas and carrots.
It's like you ask for this stuff to come find you. But here are some of the worst things that have happened to people while on vacation. Having a guy die one row over. No.
Wait, I did a crank call
that.
Yes,
you did. Uncle Leo had passed away.
Uncle Leo, I called the airline to transport my dead uncle.
Another passenger joking about a bomb threat and then actually delaying the plane.
No.
Stop.
That's not good.
Getting choked by another passenger. This stuff has happened to people.
Oh, God.
Making three emergency landings.
Yeah.
Being puked on by a kid.
Oh, God.
Yeah, having to spend 5 nights at an airport because all the hotels are booked.
I was on a plane once, and the plane was backing out of the gate. Remember this story? And there was a guy in front of me really bothering an elderly couple.
Yes.
And then he started talking about guns and everything. Plane was backing out of the gate. And I walked up to the flight attendant and I said, listen, you might want to stop the plane and eject this guy off the plane. And they did.
They escorted the guy right out of the
place. They escorted him out.
Wow. Good for you, Gary, though. For
and all the other passengers
up.
Didn't have the guts to do it. So thank you.
People are afraid to speak up.
I'm not afraid to speak up.
People are afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
And finally, nearly 500,000 fans want the SpongeBob song played at the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's
Can
great.
You imagine if
that's
they did
great.
It?
Great.
You know, because of course the SpongeBob SquarePants creator passed away from complications of Lou Gehrig's ALS, and there's now fans are passing around a petition, and it's gotten almost 500,000 signatures asking the NFL to have the character song performed at the next Super Bowl halftime
show. Remember the song I did that was similar?
Yes.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, who took a tanker of oil as big as can be? Just something you wish.
Pirates at sea.
Come join our group, we'll be fed to the fish.
Pirates at sea.
Ready?
Pirates at sea.
Pirates at sea. Pirates at sea.
Pirates at sea.
That's a very good voice.
You are listening to
Craig and Company.
96.5 TIC.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.